Hello and welcome. On August 15th, in his Independence Day address, Prime Minister Modi called for a movement to make India free of single-use plastic beginning on Gandhi Jayanti, the 2nd of October. But how? Plastic is everywhere. We can't live with it and we can't live without it. Living with it is suicidal. If not recycled, plastic can take 1,000 years to decompose. It mostly ends up choking drains and rivers and flows into the sea, where it's ingested by marine life and often makes its way back to our dining tables. At landfills, it disintegrates into small fragments. It leaches carcinogenic metals into groundwater. Plastic is highly inflammable, a reason why landfills are frequently ablaze, releasing toxic gases into the environment, yet it is an indelible part of our lives. Plastics are used in thousands of products that add comfort, convenience and safety to our everyday lives, and we all know we love our conveniences. Convenience, in fact, even numbs common sense. So we're asking tonight, freedom from single-use plastics. Is that an achievable target or is that a pipe dream? Are there alternatives that are cheap, durable and easily viable? Joining us on the show today from the BJP, Dr. Biman Acharya, we have Jayesh Rambia with the All India Plastics Manufacturers Association. We have Ashlok Chandra, lawyer with the Central Pollution Control Board, Anshu Gupta, the founder of the Goonj Foundation. We have Swati Singh Sambyal. She's a specialist in municipal waste management and environmental governance at the Center for Science and Environment. And we have Dia Mirza, the UN Environment Goodwill Ambassador. Dia, thank you for joining us tonight. On Twitter, you have described the government's plan to ban single-use plastics nationwide from the 2nd of October as amazing. Why?
I think it's a very powerful commitment. Our Prime Minister first announced that he would make India single-use plastics free by the year 2022 on World Environment Day in 2018. He followed that up from the ramparts of the Red Fort on the 15th of August with a call for a nationwide ban and, of course, a call for innovation that will help manage our single-use plastic waste better. I think it's a very, very important commitment. The United Nations applauded this commitment that he made at the time that he made it, because very few leaders, global leaders, have been able to make such a commitment. And since his announcement, in fact, I have personally witnessed the kind of traction it has created, the kind of conversation it's created, which I think is essential to weeding out single-use plastics from our society.
All right. Vamana Charyaf of the BJP, sir, you heard Dia Mirza there. She says very few global leaders have been able to make this sort of a commitment. But the government is reported to be working on a ban on single-use plastics, on common-use products, polythene bags, cutlery, plates, straws, sachets. And that's going to be announced on the 2nd of October, supposedly. But, sir, 25 states, at least, if not over, have already banned this. That doesn't seem to be working. Why would this time be any different?
Many states have already working on how to prevent plastic being used in day-to-day life. In Karnataka, we have very clearly said that it is very thin plastic that is daily used for as carry bag, for bringing vegetables and for groceries. It's less than 20 mm carry bags. This was the one which was banned because this is the one which is creating maximum pollution and maximum usage. It is widely used because one is it is very cheap. Second is it is very light to carry. And third is you can carry multiple number of bags putting this different materials and take them home. But the problem with these bags is it flies, it chokes, burns, all these problems.
So because it is also made. The government, the PM has made such a great promise, as Dia Mirza points out there, one of the few global leaders to go this far. But how are you going to implement that on the ground? Previous bans haven't worked.
Yeah.
Now you want a nationwide ban when already have statewide bans.
I'll come to that. There is already a ban. I was just putting the background is, under this situation, it needs a higher commit from the government, which Modi has already shown that it is essential to save, because ours is a very highly dense populated country, and since the economy is improving, people will go for that. In countries like United States and other countries, there are still scopes to dump. But whereas in India, there is absolutely no scope. It is natural that India will take its first step in the whole world to prevent the such menace to increase and bring a calamity. It is, what Modi has done is a great thing. Whether it is achievable or not, it depends on the mindset of the people, mindset of the government, and especially government authorities, and traders especially, and people who manufacture
Acharya,
such
you
bags
say this requires a greater
material.
Commitment from the government. We agree, because the magnitude of the problem is huge. But what is the commitment of the government? You have plastic waste management rules of 2016 notified by the center that call for a ban on non-recyclable and multi-layered packaging by March 2018. These rules were amended then in 2018. Activists point out, researchers point out that these rules were diluted. The manufacturers were given an escape route. So what is the conviction of the government here?
It's quite natural that initially people feel, or even the critics feel, that implementation is difficult. Even we are aware of it. It is not easy that we announce a ban today and tomorrow everybody will stop using plastic. We are aware. But somewhere it should start. Narendra Modi ji has already started it at a national level, because this he took in the past also as Swachh Bharat, Clean India. Now, as a next step, he has taken not only what you see outside should be clean.
You know, you're headline grabbing, but it doesn't really change anything on the ground. You'll have Hema Malini sweeping the already pristine grounds of Parliament with this magical broom that cleans without even touching the ground.
No, some amount of advertising, some amount of positioning in such aspects is needed. Where, how to educate the people unless you make something which looks like a show for common man? But still, we have to reach to people what are the problems with plastic, and government will slowly get prepared. I don't say that government is fully prepared all of a sudden. If you ban today, tomorrow onwards, it will stop. We know, we are aware of it. Slowly, step by step, people will be first aware that using plastic is not good. Then people will try to use alternates. Then this whole scenario what
that's
we
a
see
good,
of
you know,
flying
are there
plastics
alternates,
here
sir?
And there,
are there any
choking
alternates,
water,
Swati,
bodies.
Ms. Sambhyal, this is such an ambitious plan, right? A single-use ban on single-use plastics. The problem at hand definitely calls for it. But what is India's record when it comes to this? Do we even have a roadmap?
Well, we don't even have a clear definition on single-use plastics to start with. We don't have any guidelines to implement single-use plastic ban across the country presently. And as sir said, about so many states have banned it, but to some extent banning is not the solution. It's probably a very small fraction of the solution, but holistically you have to get down and understand the waste management systems on the ground. We barely segregate. There are very few examples wherein cities have successfully managed to segregate at source. Plastic is anyways a big issue, definitely. And to start with, there are no alternatives, or even if there are alternatives, they are not viable so that all income groups can go out and buy them. You and me can buy probably 4 cloth bags for 100 rupees, but for a commoner, for 100 rupees, he can buy 200 carry bags. So do we have a sustainable alternative? I think that really needs
to
be worked
out. So there are two points here. One is waste management, and two, the alternatives. But why is waste management such a challenge? We're supposed to be among the fastest growing economies in the world. We can put a lander on the moon, but why can't? What is so tough? Is it rocket science?
It's not really rocket science, but to some extent, the mission, the Swachh Bharat mission, of course, it has brought a paradigm shift in terms of behavior change, changing attitudes of municipalities, but it's not really about visible cleanliness. It's really about going down to the core, working on infrastructures. And if you look at cities right now, we all are sitting in Delhi. If you look at Delhi right now, I think we really haven't changed our infrastructure to a massive scale. We are still processing 80% of our waste by incineration. We aren't have adopted any successful methodologies. We aren't recycling to a greater extent. So I think if we look holistically at waste management, it is still not addressed, and I feel a lot of work needs to be done.
And that's interesting, incineration, which leads to pollution anyway.
Exactly.
But at the same time, we were importing plastic waste.
Well, India has ratified to the Basel Convention very recently, sometime in May 2019, and we have stopped doing that. But well, there is an issue of infiltration.
No, why were we importing? Because the waste that is imported was cheaper, it was segregated.
Yes.
So we had our own waste, but we couldn't use that, we couldn't recycle that, we couldn't make money off that because we don't segregate. How many of you segregate? Does anybody segregate their waste? So what happens? So you segregate your waste. You segregate your waste?
When I'm in public, I know which waste material to throw in which dustbin, and that's the extent of it. I'll be very honest, I don't do it at a very personal level.
And you don't, okay, so at home you don't do it?
No.
But what you put in a public bin, we don't even know what happens to that after that once.
Yeah, maybe there's other stuff in there that's not even in, you know, in line with what I've thrown in it.
So
it's not really segregation.
So what happens if, what happens if, let's say, she puts things in the right bins, but somebody doesn't? Does the whole bin get wasted?
Of course. I mean, most of the times what happens is that there are colonies where waste gets segregated, but then the collector comes and he would then again mix it. And there are instances when even if he doesn't do that, it'll go to a transfer station where everything gets mixed again. So I think the issue is with the entire process of segregating waste. It's not end to end.
Okay, so my colony follows waste management. So we're asked to segregate waste ourselves at the household level, and then it's collected bin by bin. And then we have a system also in our colony, so it treats all the wet waste and creates it into khad, which goes again in the gardens. And the plastic waste is taken out by some other party.
That's great. You know, I think we have... sir, aapka naam?
Rajesh.
राजेश जी आप क्या करते हो?
हम कूड़े पे काम करते हैं जी।
अच्छा राजेश जी, हम ये पूछ रहे थे कि यहाँ पे जब आप कूड़े उठाते हो घरों से,
हाँ।
तो क्या सेग्रीगेटेड होती है, मतलब अलग अलग होते
नहीं,
हैं?
सारा एक ही होते हैं।
एक ही होता है, हाँ, तो फिर आप क्या करते हो उसके
उसको अलग अलग छटाई कर हम इकट्ठा करते हैं।
और फिर उसके बाद क्या करते हैं?
उसके बाद कचरा ले जाकर डब्बे में डाल देते हैं और माल वो अपने घर लेकर जाते हैं।
और ये सिंगल यूज प्लास्टिक, जैसे प्लास्टिक पॉलिथीन बैग्स, वो सब आप कलेक्ट करते हैं, उससे कुछ पैसा मिलता है? कितना पैसा मिलता है?
पैसे मिलते हैं जी, अब उसमें 2-3 रुपए किलो हुए हैं।
2-3 रुपए एक किलो?
हाँ, ये पन्नी का रेट गिर गया है ना, बंद हो रहा है ना, तो इससे अब कोई ले नहीं रहे हैं, इसके चक्कर में वो उसके रेट कम हो गए।
तो ये काम, सो मे बी इट्स वर्किंग मिस्टर आचार्य, दैट देयर इज दिस टॉक अबाउट इट, देयर इज स्पेक्युलेशन दैट इट्स गोइंग टू बी बैंड एंड इट सीम्स टू बी वर्किंग। तो आपको क्या लगता है, मोदी जी ने कहा है कि सिंगल यूज प्लास्टिक्स की यूज बंद होनी चाहिए,
देखिए जी क्या कर रहे हैं वो लोग।
आपको क्या लगता है आपकी जिंदगी में क्या फर्क होगी, बदलाव होगी, अच्छे दिन आएंगे आपके लिए, प्रॉब्लम होगी?
अब देखिए, अच्छे दिन आते हैं कि बुरे दिन आते हैं, जब ये बंद हो गए हैं तो इसके नियम क्या बताएंगे।
अच्छा सर, आपके साथ आप कुछ कहना चाहते हैं?
हाँ, मैं भी कचरे का काम कर रहा हूँ।
हाँ जी, और आपको क्या लगता है, सरकार कह रही है कि ये सिंगल यूज प्लास्टिक, मतलब जो प्लास्टिक है जो एक बार यूज करते हैं और फेंकते हैं, उसको उसकी यूज बंद होनी चाहिए?
हाँ, तो गरीब आदमी इसे मारा जाएंगे।
अभी मतलब आप कितना पैसा बनाते हो इससे कलेक्ट करके?
इससे बना लेते हैं 200-250, कुछ जिसे इनको बाहर निकल जाता है, थोड़ा बहुत बढ़ जाता है तो थोड़ा बढ़ जाता है पैसे भी, और नहीं होता है तो कम ही हो जाता है।
ओके, आश्लोक, दे से दैट दे मेकिंग मनी, दे गेट अ लिविंग फ्रॉम सिंगल यूज प्लास्टिक्स, इज दैट ट्रू? बिकॉज other than polythenes, are these recyclable single use plastics? I'm not clear where one would make money from.
See, I personally I can't comment on how much 1 kg of plastic sells for, but
he's saying 3-4 rupees.
3-4 rupees, but what I can share with you is, you know, some of the, you know, we are talking about waste, so there are some fun facts that they say that by 2050 the waste of the amount of plastic in the oceans,
yeah,
would be more than the actual weight of fish. That's what scientists are saying. And I don't know how many people have seen the National Geographic cover of June 2018. I think that for me was the ultimate war cry of the fight against plastic.
I think it was a UN official. I'll just come to you. So a UN official who said first you took a plastic to buy fish, and now you buy fish and you get the plastic. It's just buy one, get one free. But Ashlok, when you say there's a war against plastic, you need to be prepared. Is India actually generating more plastic than it actually reports? Is there an underreporting of the plastic problem, the plastic problem at hand in the country? Because if you're going to fight a war, you should at least know what you're up against.
So as far as as far as the legal position is concerned, which I can just give a bird's eye view, that 2016, the plastic waste management rules, they were the first plastic waste management rules which had a bit of rigor in them. They suppressed, they came out in suppression of the 2011 rules.
Yeah.
And they spoke about the extension of the rules even to rural areas, because plastic in our society had even reached villages. And it actually spoke about the increase of the plastic use from microns 40 to 50.
Hmm.
And what the CPCB has done subsequently is that the CPCB wrote to all the state pollution control boards, which are the nodal implementation bodies in each state,
yeah,
and the pollution control committees in each of the union territories, on 30th of June 2016, asking for implementation of these rules. This was not done for a period of 1 year. This led to the CPCB filing a petition in the NGT in 2017,
yes,
which was also not implemented, which led to a final order which came out by the NGT on 30th of July, where they said that all the directions by CPCB have to be implemented. So pursuant to that, there has been an execution petition which has been filed, where the NGT has ordered that in every state where these rules are not being implemented, penalty of 1 crore per month has to be implemented. So I think
But given this record, what do you feel about a new nationwide ban on top of all of this?
See, I think the fight has to be done not only at the national level, but also at the level of every airport, every railway station, every household, every individual. For example, there's nothing stopping, say, the Khan Market Welfare, the Marketers Association, from saying that we are going to make Khan Market a plastic-free zone. I mean, I can give an example. The credit goes to the office bearers in the High Court. The Delhi High Court canteen is a plastic-free canteen. Mm-hmm. We have plastic straws. We have paper straws, and we have used the bottles have been replaced by tins. Where the steel containers. So initiative has to be taken at every level.
Like we used to serve water in these plastic bottles, we don't do that anymore. So everybody's got to do their own little bit.
Right.
Jayesh Ram here. The All India Plastic Manufacturers Association was one of the petitioners in the Bombay High Court against the Maharashtra government's ban on plastics. What will you do if the government goes ahead with this now?
Please understand, we have been coming again and again to government to follow the rules they have already formed in 2016. As a learned friend, what he said recently, hardly any state governments or local bodies have followed those rules.
Correct.
They were supposed to start waste segregation. They were supposed to start creating infrastructure so recycling of plastic becomes easy. Now, none of that have been done, and they have not been held accountable yet. However, even in the absence of definition of single-use plastic, hundreds of units have been closed, shut down. Few thousand units have been shut down. The people have lost jobs. The entrepreneurs are losing their shirt. So this is not the way you can make India great. India is going to be $5 trillion economy. And we plastic industry people are very much part of that dream.
Hmm.
Our plastic industry provides approximately 3% of GDP. We are employing 4 million people. We are doing like core sector industry from agriculture, automobile, healthcare. You can't do without plastic. So don't
That's
say
for sure.
So don't say we want to make India plastic free. Say we want to make India plastic waste free. That's what our Prime Minister has said. Plastic waste free. Because plastic in the right place does wonders. It's a miracle material.
Yes.
But water, agar lung mein bharta hai, to pneumonia hota hai. So even a good thing at the wrong place is wrong. So our littering habits is the highest.
So what you're saying is that the government has abdicated its responsibility. They aren't doing collection of waste management. They aren't doing waste collection. They aren't doing recycling. They aren't doing reusing of plastic waste. But they've made the industry the fall guy. And instead of the authorities improving incentives to get people to do waste management.
See, basically, we are largely SME units. We have 50,000 units across India.
Hmm.
We manufacture 50% of plastic raw material in India is made by PSUs. If plastic was bad, why should government be making that plastic? Plastic is a wonderful material. The only thing is littering. If you litter plastic, it becomes a problem. India is only using 13 kg plastic per head per year as against more than 100 kgs in US. Now, US is not a problem. US rejected UN Environment Program report. Japan has rejected it. China is not following it. India, hum jhanda leke nikal pade hain. Do you know that India's rating on hunger index is 100 out of 119? Hamare 5 lakh bache har saal marte hain because of malnutrition. And 40% food get wasted before it reaches consumers. And plastic packaging is the only thing which can extend shelf life of food. Abhi usko littering band karno. Agar hamare Modi ji is the only great leader, jo is a like cult leader, and he can do it. He can focus his energy on making people request and change your littering habits. Moment you start handling plastic in a responsible manner, there is no problem.
Mr. Acharya, please go ahead. How are you planning to offset the economic cost of a ban on plastics right now when there are no alternatives? The cost of alternatives are also more expensive. Consumption will go down. You know, sachets, there's going to be the rural economy, which is where you need a push for demand for consumer growth to come from. That's going to go down. FMCG goods perhaps may go down. This is what the defense is on the plastic industry. This is going to affect economic growth.
See, the view and cry made out of this plastic ban is not at reality. I'll tell you, hardly 1% of the plastic that is being used in day-to-day life is being banned. Life without PVC in today's life is practically impossible. There was a small picture I had seen where you can destroy these polymers by a bacterial activity. Once that picture was showing that on MG Road, somebody carrying that bacteria throws out. And the whole thing, including tires, tubes, electrical work, fans, refrigerators, everything collapses within a minute. So this banning a plastic is like finding out a bacteria which will destroy the plastic and sending it everywhere. That will destroy everything, not only the market. But the issue here is only of 1% of the not reusable or frequently used by people in the market. That plastic is the one which is harmful. Plastic is such a very broad name, being used in almost all the packings, whether it's a telephone or a TV or day-to-day food material, everything, plastic is being used. What is needed is for public hygiene, for protecting your seas, for protecting animals' life, for protecting fish life. This thin plastic, I have already quoted, less than 20 mm, is very important, and that should be the first step.
So that we have
you
understood.
Cannot implement
nobody is
all the laws
that.
Overnight.
The point is,
we
what
agree
can the government do about this? Diya Mirza, you've heard over here the representative of the Plastic Associations Group. We've had Mr. Acharya of the BJP. They're both pointing out, you know, this example that, look, India doesn't consume as much as the US does when it comes to plastic consumption. An Indian consumes 11 kgs of plastic every year. An average American consumes 109 kgs. So the real problem is not countries like India. And what would you say to those who are pointing out that this is going to affect India's growth, and we need growth and we need development?
Oh dear God, this is an irresponsible argument, really, because the simple fact is that the plastic that we're introducing into our waterways, that we're incinerating irresponsibly all across the country because we don't have waste collection and proper disposal systems, we're unable to collect that plastic waste to introduce it into a circular economy. There's the challenge of quantum and the challenge of people and the challenge of ineffective infrastructure or absence of infrastructure in areas that have these large quantities of plastic. You know, you think about the millions of tons of plastic that has been cleared from the Himalayas, from the Everest, the millions of tons of plastic that is entering our oceans, our seas, our rivers, our ponds, our lakes, the amount of plastic that we are seeing being burnt in our neighborhoods, all of this is causing serious harm. And to say that other countries consume more plastic and India consumes less, therefore it's okay for us to continue the way we are, is a failed and a ridiculous argument. The second thing is that we must understand that environmentalism is not obstructionism to development and growth. There is a lot of money in waste management. I'm told that one of the richest women in China is a lady who runs a waste management unit. So if we apply the right innovation, if we understand the solutions exist, there are countries in the world that have implemented these solutions. All we need to do is watch and learn and implement. And I'm very sure that waste can also become a very big part of our economic growth.
Maybe you're just on the wrong side of history. Every generation sees, you know, ups and downs and up cycles and down cycles in the economy. And the time of plastics has come, and you have to think ahead for everybody's development, not just the plastic industry's development.
Absolutely. We are there with people. I'm one of people. I'm an environmentalist. I'm a member of several environmental institutes. I'm an adventure scuba diver. I don't like to see plastic when I'm diving downhill. But please understand one thing. Has government done a study on what is the environmental impact, social impact, health impact of the replacement? Today you stop using plastic, start using paper. Our tree cover is the lowest in the world per head. And those trees will vanish, and then you'll have to go to a museum to see a tree. Do we want that? Second thing, it's very easy for a rich people to say, okay, plastic out, I'll start buying China-made steel bottle and start using it, even if it means 18,000 crore rupees of foreign exchange going to China, still I will go for those other alternatives which are very expensive. But look at majority of India. 58% of our population is living on less than $3 a day. Can they afford to live a healthy life without the most efficient and economical material? We need to be responsible. So what we are saying is, we are saying no to littering. We are saying yes to waste segregation. We are saying better waste management. We are there for recycling plastic. We are also saying that in certain environment, for example, if you are using plastic in airlines or airports or quick service restaurant, there is a very less chance of littering. So there you don't worry about it. Recently, the Starbucks, they said the straws, paper straw they were using is non-recyclable, whereas plastic is recyclable. So because once you put that gum on that paper, and also when it becomes wet, so don't consider take anything on face value. Less than 1% of BMC waste is plastic. Less than 1%. So you are worried so much about 1%, but you are ignoring,
because that 1% doesn't biodegrade, and it's going to be on planet Earth for 1,000 years.
Wonderful.
I agree with you.
Please understand the full impact.
Composition of waste is something we have to look at, but it's also unfair to say that 1% is more dangerous because it doesn't biodegrade.
No, sorry. Have you been to a museum? I have seen dinosaur bones. I have seen Harappan ka earthen. I have seen metal, those coins from Mughal Jamana. None of that biodegraded. So if you think Arizona University did a 50-year core pulling out of a dumping yard, and even the newspaper were readable after 50 years. And this is fact. All these things are available for record. So without studying a problem in full, without doing full analysis, don't jump. National Geography, the one reference that you gave, that particular magazine was packed in plastic bag. Also, there is another magazine by same National Geography, which says by 2030, we'll run out of the fish in the ocean because we are using mechanical trawlers to fish. Second thing, do you realize we are putting 35 billion tons of carbon dioxide in the ocean because of the fossil fuels? 35 billion ton. It has made our ocean more acidic than the last century.
Again,
30% more acidic. It is affecting all life forms.
This is why this is such a multifaceted problem. It's so difficult to handle. And that's why we have all of you to explain why
you must see Sarva Dravya Samabhav.
All right. But Anshu Gupta, please come in over here. You know,
can just one comment, please? In Europe, what they've done is all packaging they've put in under one roof. So whether it's plastic, paper, metal, glass, everything, one rule applies. Because when rag picker bends to pick up something, rag picker is a backbone of our waste management system in India, he will pick up anything of value. So you treat all packaging, and also this young generation is large consumer, they're aspirational consumers. So if they start wasting paper more or metal more, or anything else more, it's bad for country. So you start treating, because there are solid waste management rules were also formed in 2016, and even they are not being implemented.
Yes, we've said that right up. But Anshu, you know, Jayesh mentioned, talked about inequality in this country. We seem to be, we have so much waste, yet we have so much want in this country. You work with people giving away what they think they don't need anymore. We just waste, we give away, you managed to make even use of that.
Yeah, so I think, you know, it's just not about plastic. To be honest, if I talk about plastic, it's a welcome move for sure. First time I realized that the plastic problem is not just limited to the polythene.
Yeah.
Okay. You're talking about some other issues also. Infrastructure is a problem. Whether we have thought about it clearly is a problem. Whether we know that it is single plastic, you know, single use plastic, what is the definition of that? That's a problem. All those issues are certainly, you know, problematic. But, you know, when you talk about the wastage in this country, and when these two guys are sitting here, India is one of the country where you have the most robust system of recycling.
Yes.
I mean, large number of people depend on that. If we segregate it at home, if we ban certain only and only the risky elements, a lot can be recycled and it can certainly become a huge, huge economic model for hundreds and thousands of people in this country. That is what we have seen. I mean, we deal with almost 6-7 million tons, million kgs of material, fine, every year, which is cloth, utensil, footwear, furniture. And if we don't exit, we know that almost 70-80% of that will also go in the landfills. When they are saying that, you know, that plastic is recyclable, I have a little bit of doubt, because I know that a part of it is recycled, but if you see the litter all across, all the dirty lanes, and nowadays, you know, every roadside is full of garbage.
Yes.
Large part of it is that, you know, that plastic. But I also feel that one of the responsibility is of the citizen somewhere.
Yes.
And we need more responsible municipalities and governments to build up those systems instead of just immediately just working on banning it. Banning is good because we are creating awareness about it. But I believe that you certainly need a framework.
Yes,
the other important part, very important part, is that so far we have been talking about the last person who is, you know, giving that less micron, whatever,
yeah,
last mile user. We are not talking to people who are making those sachets and packets. So that person is actually packing 10 different things.
The source,
which are also,
the producer.
Yeah, which are also made of plastic, which is also non-biodegradable. I mean, one of the example I give you, today we are promoting, the entire country is promoting the sanitary pads.
Yes.
The market sanitary pads.
Yes.
Almost every sanitary pad has a plastic sheet. 6 to 10 pads are packed in a plastic bag. If you talk about an average Indian village, if every single girl and woman is using that pad, 3,000 to 5,000 pads in a month, which means 50,000 plastic sheets non-biodegradable. And then a lot of people are coming and claiming that 80% pad is biodegradable. If 80% biodegradable pad is, you know, packed in 20% non-biodegradable material, how does it matter?
Yes. And that's a conundrum, because we don't, nobody wants to deny women the access to a sanitary pad. But
no one is talking about that. No one is talking about that particular part of it. That if the last person is forced to make something like this, why the big companies, why the big people, you know, who have big pockets, who basically talk about policies and all,
so
why are they not forced?
Shut the tap at the source. Don't even get down to recycling, reusing. Stop it at the source.
At
close the
source.
Tap. So the people who are making the sachets, one-time open-use tomato sauce throw, they're the ones who need to be stopped.
Yeah, I mean, we deal in disasters, fine. One of the biggest problem in the disaster is that 200 ml water bottle, because large number of people send us, you know, so there are hundreds and thousands of good people, because of them we exist. And then there are some people who think that sending 10,000 bottles, because that 10,000 is extremely important. No one is asking whether it's a liter bottle, 2 liter bottle or 200 ml bottle. And I remember 2013 when we were dealing with Uttarakhand floods, and we exactly know that every single bottle of 200 ml, if it goes in the mountains.
Yes.
And 200 ml water bottle is what? I mean, when it is given in the flight, even then we are angry about it. We don't, you know, it's not about just the thirst. We are angry that what will this 200 ml water do? And imagine thousands and thousands of these bottles comes to us after every disaster.
I'm sorry, I have to ask. If you're at a, there is a convenience to it, right? Especially if you're in a disaster zone, you can't be sending those 1 liter bottles, carrying them. It's easier to distribute smaller bottles.
No, not at all. I mean, especially if you talk about disaster. Disaster individual is not a unit, never.
Okay.
In a disaster, a family and a larger family is always a unit. So whatever you give, it has to be a big size thing.
Thank you for clarifying. I mean, you're the expert in this field, but I wanted to ask.
Can I share some information about the sanitary pad that he was talking about?
Yes.
There are something called end-of-life solutions for plastic, and end-of-life solutions like using waste plastic for making roads. They make beautiful roads. End-of-life solution like converting plastic to fuel, converting plastic to electricity. So all those solutions are existing now, and technology is very much available. The only problem that we need to overcome is making sure the municipalities collect that waste and make the plastic waste reach these locations.
Hmm. Okay. I want to go across to Seher Mansoor. She's a founder and CEO of Bare Necessities. It's a hub for zero waste living in India. Seher, you actually have a 500-gram jar of all the trash that you've produced in 3 years?
That's right, yeah. So actually working with waste pickers in Bangalore in 2015 made me kind of transition into a low-impact or plastic-free lifestyle.
So, but you run a business. Is this, does this make money?
Yeah. So Bare Necessities actually creates earth-friendly products that are alternatives to single-use plastic. Things like stainless steel straws, bamboo straws, straws made out of coconut leaves. We have compostable bamboo toothbrushes. We have a range of detergents.
But, two questions have been raised, two issues have been raised on the show so far. One, the fact that a lot of these products that you've mentioned sound very, like, elitist. They're more expensive. People like us in air-conditioned studios here in Delhi can buy them and use them and feel better about what we're doing, but it's not viable. Is that true?
Sure, that's a great question. I actually worked in rural Karnataka on solar electrification projects, and it was very heartening to see all of these amazing farmers that I'm working with using those 2 rupee sachets that are just kind of polluting the groundwater in which they're trying to grow food for the entire country.
Yes.
And contaminating the food and the water in the process. So I think it is an economies of scale problem. I think as there are more policies that exist that encourage, environmental products to be produced, more awareness, more behavioral change, more behavioral economic principles are used for people to kind of transition and use sustainable products, make it the norm and not the exception. We also need more innovation, more startups. We need you and I to basically refuse, reduce, recycle, and then rot and compost and kind of be responsible about managing.
You and I need to refuse and reduce. I think that's crucial because some of our panelists here have also mentioned the fact that recycled products sometimes can be, if not equally or, more polluting. The fact, somebody over here has mentioned that if you ban single-use plastics, you could lead to an increase in the use of single-use paper. That could lead to deforestation, toilet paper use, the reports of how it's affected the devastated Canada's boreal forests. So what would you say on that? It seems to me at the end, the only solution is like what you're doing. You have to cut down on consumption.
Yeah,
we should
absolutely
all have that little jar to show that I can collect my waste 500 grams over the past 3 years. Is the answer in the end only consumerism?
Honestly, I think it can be done. Look at our grandmother's generation, etc. They used, stainless steel tiffins. They would live such a sustainable life. It's not that far back that we have to go. Somewhere in the 80s, kind of, we have these Western inspired grocery stores with pre-dictated amount of packaged food that they're giving you. But the truth of the matter is, going zero waste is not that radical. It is something that our grandmothers, tatis, ajis, and ais used to do. So I think India's in an important time where we can reimagine our waste problem, and we can become waste managers merely like the West, who are shipping away all of their waste to India and China and other countries, which I think is an environmental justice problem, social justice problem, and others. Or we can kind of innovate, take responsibility, and kind of reduce our own waste in the first place.
I don't want to play devil's advocate. This is not my personal opinion, but Jayesh here has pointed out that young India is aspirational. There are women. What percentage of women in India have access to sanitary towels?
I mean, we can say whatever, but in the last many years, say up now, this Goonj is about 20 years. We must have worked in thousands and thousands of villages.
Yeah. No, do we have a number? Because my point is this. Who are we to deny women access to sanitary towels?
But when we talk about the number,
it's better for my hygiene. Why should somebody else? Yes, it pollutes the environment.
Unfortunately, when you talk about the number, it's always a very simple sample, distorted sample size we take up and then talk about these numbers.
Okay. So will the audience come in over here? Because Mr. Jayesh here is pointing out that you and I are the ones responsible because we keep wanting to consume fast fashion. We're always buying and throwing, buying, use and throw, use and throw. Are you willing to take responsibility?
Sir, my question to you is...
Sir, first you answer. Are you all willing to take responsibility? We need to stop consuming so much.
Yeah, actually, we need to stop this. But, sir, one question just I want to ask to him.
Yes.
Sir, my question to you, sir. Sir, as you said, there is no alternatives to plastic. But recently, Aswath, CEO of Evan Green Company, he made a thing like a plastic bag, but it is not actually plastic. It is made from vegetable starch, which is totally eco-friendly. Sir, why not such kind of things should be promoted via government? And
no, maybe the industry needs to look within. Again,
so
like
please,
I said, maybe you're just on the wrong side of history.
This is WhatsApp University, which makes us reach all this fantastic WhatsApp. The reality is, what is the supply chain? How much quantity it can be produced? India is currently using 30 million tons of plastic. How much of those tapioca starch is available? And this is a R&D project. Over next 3 or 5 years, we can change. But who will take the cost of changeover? Do you expect a SME to bear the cost of change of policy? The way government reimburses the project affected people, we want policy affected industry to be reimbursed. You support them, you reimburse them, you change the gear, we are there with you. Ultimately, we would want to make what you want to buy. Now, if there is enough demand, we would want to change gears. But then we want government to support us to change over. You can't expect by just swap of a magic pen, whole the industry would change overnight. All those companies who are losing their livelihood, they will lose their homes, they'll not be able to pay for anything of their life, and then so much NPA will go up. We don't want distortion in the system.
To add to Mr. Acharya's entire debate on why plastics is important, I think we are totally blind if we are saying plastic is not the problem. We are walking on the roads with our eyes blindfolded, if we say it's not the problem because it's right there, So I think, and definitely alternatives can be worked out. If we say that there are so many millions of people who will lose their job, I think there can be alternative industry that could easily be created. Look at the coir industry, look at the cotton bag industry, look at what probably Goonj is doing, wherein they take textile waste from commoners and residents and kind of convert it into cloth bags. So definitely such models could be worked around, could be upscaled.
So do you want to do the change first, or do you want to find a solution first?
No, but Swati,
you don't jump
to
solution without investigation.
Those who make the argument that the carbon footprint of, let's say, producing a cloth bag is higher than plastic because it uses up more resources, let's say. So you'd have to use a plastic bag maybe 130 times in order to offset
I think 1,000 times to offset the carbon footprint equivalent to plastic bag.
As long as you are reusing something to create something.
Yes.
Right? As long as you're upcycling, probably taking textile cloth waste and then making bags out of it, or probably jute and such material.
If you see the plastic thing also.
It does no harm.
It has started with some good quality polythene. Fine. All of us used to carry our x-rays to the doctor, those kind of polythene. And then the greed part of it, then the business part of it, then the customer is not paying. It diluted to such nasty level. Yeah. Today also, what alternative has come of plastic? Some of those colorful cloth, which is not plastic. We don't know how to recycle that.
We don't know.
Hundreds and thousands of those we also get.
Okay, so this is like changing. It's a situation in flux also, but we need to be on top of it. We have Shan joining us now. Shan Mukherjee needs no introduction. This Environment Day, apart from these many initiatives and the PM's announcements, etc., there was a musical video that was released. Shan composed the song there. Let's quickly play a few seconds of that before I come across to you, Shan.
Tick 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 tick, kasam ye khaye re. Tick 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 tick, plastic pick na paaye re. Tick 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 tick, kasam ye khaye re. Tick 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 tick, plastic pick na paaye re.
All right, so the song is available on YouTube. You can see it. But the point over here, you're saying that it's important that we all come together to tackle this problem. Shan, why have you chosen to lend your face, associate yourself with this? And two, is it not hypocritical, really, of this government? Because on one hand, they say they want to be eco-warriors. They want to ban single-use plastic. But at the same time, in Mumbai, where you're from, you're a Mumbaiker now, they're advocating cutting 2,700 trees at RA, ostensibly for development. So is there a contradiction here?
No, clearly, if they're going to go with that decision of cutting that many trees, then yeah, we're not talking about conservation here. But at the same time, I mean, you know, sometimes there's an argument for the greater good. But talking about plastic and talking about the song that we made, of course, I'd like to first of all thank Bhamla Foundation for giving me this opportunity to compose and create the song along with Swanand Kirkire ji, who wrote the song. We got 12 of our top singers to sing it. And the idea was to create the awareness among the people rather than on a government level. There are so many things that we as citizens can do to make sure that, you know, we kind of curb on the plastic, like they say, refuse, reuse, and, you know, and don't throw away plastic. So, of course, being in Mumbai, it really breaks my heart to know that so many trees are going to be felled in RA, which is like the lungs of our city. So in order to make us walk faster, we're actually cutting down our lungs, which is quite ironical. At the same time, I also feel that, you know, now during the Ganesh Utsava, so many people are using those small PET bottles. Of course, there's no ban on one-time mineral water bottles, which again create a lot of plastic waste because people just have that once and drop it. And but there have been a lot of, you know, like you mentioned the word yourself, championing these causes, young youth who are actually there on the streets, cleaning the mangroves, cleaning the beaches, spreading awareness among children through paintings and things like that. So a lot of things are happening through Bhamla Foundation, other such NGOs. And all of us, in changing our lifestyle, you know, holding our bottles with us, not drinking our plastic bottles, not using one-time polythene packets for small products. You know, you can always use your hands. You don't need to actually, you know, put a small product into another little plastic packet and take it home. So we try to do whatever we can. And through the song, there's a lot of important statistics that we put through also to people.
So we have a crisis at hand. It requires vision. It requires political will. It requires, you know, introspection and discipline mostly. So do we have it in us, or are we all going to choke figuratively and literally? Thank you all for joining us on We the People tonight. It's a show where we believe it's important to speak up, but also important to listen. And we'll see you next week. We're going to go in for a break. But after that, I asked Diya Mirza for some examples of what each of us can do if we want to stop being part of the problem and start being part of the solution. What can we do to change our consumerism every day? And after the break, we'll listen to her suggestions and advice. Thank you. Good night.
There's so much we can do at an individual level. While it's important for policies to kick in and the government to do more and industries to become more responsible, I think there's a lot that we can do ourselves. So something that I've managed to popularize is something called the hashtag traveling bottle. So I carry my own metal bottles every day to work, when I travel, wherever I go. I refill it with filtered water. So I have completely discontinued the use of all packaged water, which is a big achievement, because I think if I had to do the math on my personal consumption over the last 2 years that I've completely eliminated, it would run into thousands of bottles that have been said no to. The other, of course, item of single-use plastic that we can easily say no to is plastic bags. So there's always a cloth bag in my handbag. Everybody at home has been taught and has understood that we must refuse plastic bags and must carry our own bags whenever we go shopping. All home deliveries have been explained, you know, all the grocery store owners, everybody's been told that if they bring plastic bags to our home, the products will not be accepted. So they come in a cloth or a jute bag. And the third item of single-use plastic that we can easily say no to is a plastic straw. Before we order a drink at a restaurant or bar, wherever we are, let's remember to say no to that plastic straw. And I think it's, you know, Sarah, there's a simple exercise that I use with children that draws our awareness to just the existence of plastic, because I think most people don't see plastic because it's become such an impermeable, it's just become such a permanent part of our lives. I always tell them that, you know, think of one item of plastic that you use every single day of your life, and you recognize it's the plastic toothbrush that you wake up to every morning, and count how many you go through in one lifetime, and the math, I think, adds up to about 780 or 800 toothbrushes. And I say, multiply that with the population of your country. That's a very large quantum of plastic, just from one item of plastic that we use. Suddenly, that perspective helps you start seeing the plastic. And I think when you start seeing the plastic, you learn to say no to it.